My name is Ann Smith, and I'm a volunteer at the Sam Proctor Oral History Program at the University of Florida. And I'm in Lake City, Florida today, and it's July 28th, 2008, and I'm talking to Pauline Rita Pepper. Did I do that right?
Right.
Okay, good. Now, that's your full name?
Mm-hmm.
What was your maiden name?
McMonagle.
Spell that for
name.
Me.
M-C, capital M-O-N-A-G-L-E.
Okay, all right. And tell me where you were born.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh. And will you tell me when?
September 24th, 1923.
And so you're how old today?
I am 84 today.
Yes. Now, were you raised then in Philadelphia?
Yes.
And what did your father do?
My father was a tugboat captain.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll be darned. And was your mother a homemaker?
Yes, yeah, she was definitely a homemaker.
Uh-huh.
With 16 children.
16?
She had 16.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd say that's probably four jobs.
You know? Yeah. Years ago, it was like that.
There, I know.
You know.
Yes, absolutely.
But we weren't overcrowded. We loved each other and did for each other.
That's right.
And we didn't have as much as they had today.
Probably not. Probably not.
That's what kept us together.
Well, and everybody shared and took care of each other.
Uh-huh, right.
And so where were you in the birth order? Were you one of the oldest or?
No, I was 13.
13. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The 13th job.
So you know about big crowds and
oh, yeah.
passing the potatoes, don't
uh-huh.
you?
Uh-huh. Right. Right. Yeah.
And you graduated from high school then in Philadelphia?
Yeah. At John W. Hallahan.
Mm-hmm.
Catholic High School.
Uh-huh. I was going to ask you if religion was important in your family.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was part of everyday life.
My mother was the convert, you mm-hmm. know, but Dad was the Catholic. And
I
she's
understand.
Raised us all Catholic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so the Catholic high school, what year did you graduate?
Graduated from where?
From your high school.
From high school, 41.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what kinds of things do you remember from your early childhood? Do you remember liking school or?
Oh, I love school.
Did you?
All my life, I love school. Mm-hmm.
What kinds of subjects were your favorite?
Well, the arithmetic, which seemed to be bad with everybody, you know.
Oh, yes.
But I did fine. Uh-huh. And, of course, I liked languages as I got older, you know.
Wonderful.
And, just them all. I love them all.
Well.
I went to Catholic school there, and the nuns were wonderful, you know.
Uh-huh.
And,
uh-huh. All right. now, were any members of your family in the military?
Oh, yeah. My five brothers were.
Were they?
Uh-huh.
And what do you remember from their experiences?
Well, they were all overseas. They were shipped right away.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Three were in the Army.
Uh-huh.
And two in the Air Force.
Mm-hmm. And so you had at least some taste of it, some knowledge of it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Were any members of your family nurses or doctors?
No, but a little bit. My sister, Anna Mae, was dental hygienist.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that anybody else was, you know.
That was as close as anybody else came.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What do you think attracted you to nursing?
It was my dying wish all my life.
All your life.
All my life I wanted to be. Uh-huh.
Isn't that something?
And mother always said, well, I'll see that you get to be one too, you know.
So after you graduated from high school, did you then go to nursing school?
Right away. Right away.
What school did you go to?
St. Mary's.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
In Philadelphia.
Uh-huh. And how was that experience? Did you like it right away?
Well, I felt lonesome. I was so used to brothers and sisters and mother, you know.
Oh, Beth.
In fact, I cried when they took me down there to register.
I bet.
Yeah.
And you had to live in the nurses' quarters.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And were they strict about curfew and all of that?
Oh, yeah. We had a mother there that ran through, you know, and checking on us, see that we were there and signed in, signed out, all that stuff.
Uh-huh. Tell me about your student uniform. Do you remember what it looked like?
Uh-huh. Well, we wore blue blouses and everything and a complete apron from the front and the back. And we always kept our nurse's scissors in the back.
I did too. I did too.
Uh-huh.
Sure did.
Yeah.
And what color were your stockings?
We wore white.
White?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And white shoes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And do you remember your early experiences with patients?
I love them all. I tell you there. I think they love me too, you know. I want her.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, I was used to catering to people too, you know.
Well, that wasn't that. a bad beginning, was it?
No. Uh-uh. No. No. I never had any bad experiences in nursing. Never ever.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. It was just made to order for you, wasn't it?
I think so. That's what my mother said. You were just born for it.
I think so. I think so. Well, now, what year did you graduate from your nursing program? Do you remember?
What was it? 3-year course.
Program. So yeah. Maybe 44, maybe?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. And so what did you do after you graduated?
Well, my uncle was a chief engineer here at the VA hospital.
In Lake City?
Lake City.
I see.
Uh-huh. And they were up for vacations, and he asked me what I was going to do. I said, I don't know, but I can find work pretty quick, you know.
Uh-huh.
Because I had a few phone calls. So he says, why don't you come to Florida? He said, they're really needed here, desperately. And I turned to my mother. She said, nah. She's been away now. He said, I'm holding on to her there. He said, now listen, Cora Jane. She's an adult now. Let her do what she wants to. So I said, I think I'd like that, Uncle Joe. So he picked up the phone. He calls the director of nurses here, who they were great friends with.
Uh-huh.
She said, send her down. Ask her what she would like to do. And I said, well, I want the OR. She said, there's opening. Tell her get on down here.
Yes.
So he said to me, well, how soon can you pack? And I said, they're going to take me? She said, yes, yeah, she wants you to come down right away. My mother said, oh, Joe, you know. He said, you can come down and visit us. You've never been to Florida. Come on down here.
Perfect.
Yeah. So she says, I can't say no. She's of age now, you know. So before he left, he was up there for almost 2 months. So before he left, I packed and I was ready.
Yes.
So he brought me back. We lived in a nursing home there. They had this great big home there. And she already had things ready for me. My room was ready, everything. She was so anxious. Well, she was a loving person. Miss Neff, her name was.
Mm-hmm.
And I just joined them all and got acquainted with the girls. The place was, well, it had empty spaces, you know. She needed nurses there. So, and she had called Miss Willie, who was supervisor in the OR. She had a new girl for her. She said, good, send her over, I'm ready. So this is where I got into OR there. And it wasn't long before I was broken up, you know. I start scrubbing and doing everything she taught me to there. But I just loved it there. I just loved it there. So that was my time there at the VA.
How long were you at the VA?
Well, I was there the 2 years.
2 years.
2 years, yeah. Well,
did you get used to the Florida weather in that time?
Yeah, the only thing I didn't like, so much call. So much call. Weekend call, you know?
Yeah.
And I just felt like I was...
there all the time.
Yeah, all the time there. And we had some bad cases and all, too. It was quite an experience. So I got used to it.
Uh-huh.
I had to. Well, anyway, I enjoyed it there. So one day there, one of the doctors called me that I knew here in Lake City.
Uh-huh.
And he said, we got an opening in OR. We need you. He knew I had graduated, you know. So I said, I can't leave these people already there. He says, well, I can. I need you. And I'm not going to take no for an answer there. So he said, you know, there's nothing like walking in as supervisor anyway, you know. Really talking me into it right and left there. So I said, well, let me talk to the chief nurse. I said, you know, she did me favors to accept me so fast and all like that. He said, you're never accepted there. You're wanted when you get here.
Well, now, where was he? What kind of a job was he offering you?
Chief engineer. He said, you'd be the head of the... No, that was my uncle. He said, you'll be supervisor.
Of where? Of
Lakeshore High.
Lakeshore, I see.
Yeah.
Of Lakeshore Hospital.
So I said, well, let me talk to my husband and everything there. Because we had just got married.
Uh-huh.
And he said, you're the one that does it. So, you know, it don't matter to me if you want to transfer over. Okay, there. Well, he was my doctor at the time, Dr. Lanham. Well, I said, I'm not going to disappoint him. He's good to me there. And I said, you know, I'll try it. And Miss Neff there, she was sort of broken heart, but she said, I'll take you back anytime. If you want to come back, come back. Why, I wasn't getting anywhere in there anyway. They had their standing supervisor, and even the girls that were working there were all there. So this one made me attempt to go, you know. So I went, I loved it there, you know. So I worked there 7 years.
7 years.
7 years, uh-huh.
So when did the military come up?
Well, the military, when I first went there, I'll tell you all about that. That's a little bit prolonged, too. Well, I think they just used us since we were there for just a short time. So we were sort of pushed around a little bit, the whole group
of us. Was this? Was this after Lakeshore or?
Oh, yeah, this was all before.
Before?
All before.
And was it before the VA?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this was right after you finished your program.
Right. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And so in Philadelphia, is that where you entered the military?
That's right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So that would have been, we decided about 44.
Yeah.
So the war was still on?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so you joined then?
Yeah.
And where were you stationed?
And I got things down here now.
Okay.
When I talked to them about it there, they sent me to Fort Dix, New Jersey.
Yes.
For basic training.
Yes.
So I went there and had that. I don't know exactly how long we were there, but it seemed like it was forever. You know, I didn't like the place or anything there, but you know, you had to go. So anyway, I went there and I got my second lieutenant. That's what they initiated me as, second lieutenant there. I had a real nice group there. So after that was finished, I was transferred to McGuire General Hospital.
And where is that?
That was in Richmond, Virginia.
Okay.
So, of course, we just went. We never asked questions, you know.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So I went there.
And what did you do there?
Well, I had to nurse paraplegic troops that had come back.
Oh.
That were transferred back. Yeah. That was quite a chore there.
Was that difficult for you?
Yeah, it was heartbreaking.
Yeah, as a young person.
Uh-huh. Well, we did that. Then I had a lot of transfers. I tell you, every time I turned, they were moving us here. Then after a period there, that to me, where my brain is, I don't know how long it was. It was just a short time anyway. And then I was someplace else was there. The paraplegic patients there. I was transferred to Miles Standard Hospital.
And where's that?
And that was in Massachusetts.
Oh, I see.
And I said to the girls, I think we're going to go overseas, you know, to be up that far.
Uh-huh.
When we got up there, all kinds of patients there, the old troops, you know, coming in.
Yeah.
And, oh, gosh, they had a lot of head lice and all that stuff, you know. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Were they from the European theater?
European.
Yeah.
We were glad to get out of there, I'll tell you.
I bet.
It was just all kinds of stuff there that they had there. So then the news came that we were all ship duty.
Oh.
So we knew we were headed for overseas there. Well, our first assignment was sort of a short one, and it was the USS Alexander was the name of the ship.
Yeah.
And we headed right away for Southampton, England.
Uh-huh.
Picked up a load of troops there and brought them back to the United States there.
And took care of them on the ship?
Uh-huh, yeah.
What kinds of injuries did they have?
They weren't too bad there. There were a lot in casts, a lot had surgery done.
Uh-huh.
We had to do dressings, you know, and everything like that there.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And see that they were happy. It was just like any patient there, you know.
Yeah.
They were a pretty good group. We never had troubles or anything there with them there. Well, after that one trip, let me see what we did here. You know, we'd go as far as the English Channel there and pick our load to bring back. Well, a load was waiting for us, I'll tell you. Come back to the States, we brought another load back and went to on another ship called the Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an old floppy thing, I'll tell you. Oh, we hated it. And especially after that other one, you know, everybody complained there. And I said, well, the way they're using us, don't worry about it. We'll be in something else before we know it there. So that one, we went to Southampton, England,
uh-huh,
and picked up some. Come on home with them there.
And you'd bring them back to Massachusetts?
Uh-huh. No. Uh-uh. No, we brought them, when you're in the ocean there, you New York, usually.
New York.
That's where you lose.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
And that's where we dumped them, more or less, you know, from there.
Uh-huh.
And then they would take them to the different hospitals around there.
Yeah.
Well, then we come up with the third one. And this one, it was delighted. And the time was getting short, you know. We knew we weren't going to be in service any too long, most of us there. So they put us on Frances Y. Slanger. Now, she was an Army nurse that was killed during the war, the first nurse killed in the war.
Oh, really? How does she spell her name?
Frances, F-R-A-N-C-E-S, Y. Slanger. S-L-A-N-G-L-E-R.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
That's what the ship's name was, and it was a beauty. It was a beauty. It was a former Italian luxury liner.
Really?
And when we got on it, that's where we thought it was.
Yes.
I mean, you know, everything was red velvet. Gorgeous.
You weren't used to that.
Oh, no. Well, I think it was our payday that they gave us, that we deserved it. You know? We worked so hard.
Yeah.
But I tell you, our first trip there wasn't any too pleasant. We have beautiful cabins. There were two of us to a cabin.
Uh-huh.
But there was everything there. We had, plus the troops.
Yes. You know.
But these were a lot of war brides that were coming home.
Oh, I see.
None of them had their husbands with them. They're all still fighting, you know. And many, many children.
Uh-huh.
A lot of children.
Uh-huh.
Well, they all came with the idea that they were going to get seasick.
Oh.
And believe you me, that's the way they were.
Oh, dear.
They were all sick. Well, the little ones were running all over the ship and everything. And when they put us on, they put us with 15 nurses, which wasn't enough for what we had there.
Yeah.
So we worked that time, I tell you. So they put me in charge. So I said, well, you just got to do it. I got to do it there. Well, I didn't have to. Those girls, you know, we all worked together and everything.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, but one day I said, we're going to have to pick up these youngins. I can't stand them running around, don't know where they are. They're going to be overboard,
yeah.
You know, in that water. Well, the water was real rough at that channel, the English Channel that day, real rough. And we thought we were going into a storm coming home. But it really wasn't very bad. But things happened there. Well, let me tell you some of this stuff that really turned out, I'll tell you. Well, I said to the girls, let's open a nursery and take some of these youngins there because something's going to happen.
Yeah, have a little control.
So they were all game for it.
Yeah.
And somebody was put in charge, you know.
Yeah.
Seen it, they were fed and all that.
Yeah.
But some we had to make formula.
Oh, gosh.
And diapering them all the time, you know.
Oh, my word.
It was just like being home, I tell you. Yeah. And, but the girls were so cooperative, I tell you. They really took care of the children, so we did fine there. So anyway, and the war brides, they could care less. They, most of them hanging over the ship there, vomiting and everything, you know.
Yeah.
Just stuff with it. But you know, we had 5 doctors aboard ship.
Uh-huh.
They were wonderful. Well, they had to doctor them all too, you know, and straighten some of them out. But some were, you know, when you're so nauseated, you don't feel like doing anything.
No, no.
And they were just like that. But we didn't want those children ignored.
Well, that could have been a bad situation.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, our captain really praised us for that stuff, you know, the things that we did that he didn't even expect.
Sure.
But we worked fine. But that second trip, we went back and pretty much went through the same thing. But I told them right away when we got home, we need more nurses. We cannot do this alone, you know, to get the attention there. Because we have our troops, we had to change bandages.
How many patients would you have? Do you have any numbers?
It was thousands.
It was just way too many.
It was so big. Yeah, between the troops.
And how many nurses?
And we had 15 there.
And that's all you had to work with.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Because the babies themselves, a couple in the nursery and getting set up for it and all that stuff, you know. They had to do a lot of work themselves, those two girls.
Oh, sure,
you know?
Sure, I can see that.
And they took turns too, not making them do the same thing all the time.
Yeah.
Well, we made another trip.
Uh-huh.
And we thought this would be our last, probably. Well, we made it, picked up the same kind of load, more brides and everything. And on our way back, that trouble there, we had a girl that we found out was schizophrenic.
Oh, dear.
And, she caused trouble. She caused trouble there. She would just fib so much there. She'd say, they're taking the curlers right out of my hair. You know, I can't stand it. That's what she was telling the doctors. And he says, well, we'll get you some more. Don't worry about that there. But you know how they were.
Yes.
There was no getting through. And at night, that girl said she would get up from her cot there and make rounds and steal all the soap that she could get.
Oh dear.
And she was piling up on that, which we didn't know, you know, never caught her.
No.
She was very sneaky about it and all. But there was no peace with the girls with it there, you know. Getting on them for accusations and all that. So, of course, making rounds in the morning, I said, the doctor, we got to do something with her, everything but throw her overboard. So he said, well, rest assured, when we hit New York, she's going back where she came from there. Said she's too bad. So I said, in the meanwhile, what do we do?
Yeah.
We can't be observing her all the time.
Yeah.
He said, well, we have vacant cabins here. He said, let's put her in there. We'll give her a bed with mattress and all, not many things at all, you know, that she could hurt herself there. See that she's fed. Well, she was perfectly happy.
Was she?
She really was. And she, he said, lock her up there. Don't let her out at night or anything there. So we'll never forget her, to look at her. Because I don't know that you've ever known Veronica Lake.
Yes, I did.
This is who she looked like.
Really?
Her hair, I think she must have imitated her.
Maybe.
But we used to call her Veronica. Yeah. Yeah. And that she didn't like us. See, she just felt like we were an authority.
Yeah.
You know, and she didn't like that at all.
Yeah.
But anyway, we survived her. And when we hit New York Harbor, I mean, she was the first to leave. Yeah. But on that trip home, as I said, we sort of went through the same things, you know. And but it was tough, you know, having to make formulas for those little ones there and see that their bottles were clean, or we had loads of bottles there, you know. We had a lot of everything. I mean, they came well prepared on that trip there.
Did you have the soldiers that were injured, did you have enough medications? Did you have, were you giving antibiotics?
Yes, we did. We were very fortunate there.
And you had enough supplies, and did you do any surgery on the ship?
Uh-huh. We had two babies, new babies.
Oh, did you?
Which shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
Because they were supposed to check them out on this, and we weren't supposed to take them anymore in 4 months.
Yeah.
And these were, they said they fibbed.
Sure.
They fibbed.
Sure.
Two, and they were beautiful. They were fine.
Yeah.
So we had to put them in some place and look after them too, you know.
Yeah. But, what kind of anesthesia did you use?
They just had them.
No, but I mean, did you do any other surgery? Did you use any other anesthesia agents?
Well, only once. We had it on our way back. A ship came nearby. We never saw ships, I'll tell you. As we come back, it looked like a real old ship there, radared ours. They had no doctor aboard, no nurses, no nothing there, but just troops. And said they had a boy in severe pain, and they thought maybe it might be appendicitis. So I called the doctor there and told him, you know, talk to these people and see what's going on. So he came and talked to the captain and everything. So he said, something's got to be done. He said, it's going to be severe, whatever it is. So he said, well, we're on ship too, you know. He said, we'll do our best to get him over here.
Uh-huh.
Well, he got some of the boys there and took one of our little rowboats, you know, but they weren't little. Our boats were, our ship was big, so were they. They got in there and he said, you want to come, Miss Pepper? I'll say Pepper because that's my name now. You know, he called me by right name.
Yeah.
And I said to him, not especially, but if I have to, I will. He said, no. He said, the boat's not that big.
Yeah.
And we will have the patient laying down. So he went with two people.
Yeah.
Just two. They went over those rough waters. It was rough, I tell you. Picked up that fella and brought him back. But he said to me, well, whatever it is, get prepared for surgery.
Sure.
So I did. And naturally, I assisted.
Yes.
Well, it was an appendectomy that he did there, but it was a bad rupture.
Well, I was going to say, aren't you glad you were there?
Oh,
my
yeah.
goodness.
Mm-hmm. I was the only one. I said to girls, I want to volunteer. And they said, not me. Nobody wanted surgery. And I said, well, that's my love. So I said, I'll help.
Yeah.
So I got one of the girls to assist more or less there. Give me the things we need. Things went fine. And the guy did real good.
Yeah.
Real good. He was very appreciative. And he said, now I can go home to my girlfriend. You know, you couldn't wait that. So that was another thing that happened. But that one, I didn't know when anything was going to stop. We had the epidemic of diarrhea with those kids.
With the children? Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. It was terrible. Well, they prepared for diapers and things like that, knowing we had children and all. But we ran out of diapers.
Oh, I bet you did. What did you do?
So I said to girls, there's only one thing left, and that is our towels, and we're loaded with them. We're making diapers out of towels.
Yep.
So a few of them got together, then they just cut them to,
stretch
them more or less. That helped us through everything.
Yeah.
Those towels. And that captain just thought we were wonderful. Such things, you know.
Nurses do what they have to do.
Yeah, right. I said, well, those babies couldn't run around like that.
That's
going
right.
The way they were. Well, we soon counteract that, though. It soon stopped. And we were happy about that there. So I don't know what else happened there. But I said there couldn't be much more, I'll tell you. None of the troops were bothersome in any way. They cooperated anything we wanted them to do. Sometimes we had to feed some of them. They were in such
bad
shape.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
We had some of them that the legs were gone. Both legs, sometimes arms, all that. So we had a lot of dressings to do.
And how did they react to you, the severely injured? I mean, were they depressed, or did they talk, or were they just grateful that somebody was taking care of them?
Some were, but they were very appreciative. They really were.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, when we hit New York Harbor that day, I'll tell you, everybody wanted to go out on tip, you know.
Yeah.
They'd leave their cabins. They wanted to see that Statue of Liberty.
Of course.
That was a sight to see. And that one little kid, he called me there, and he said he was the one with both legs gone.
Really?
And he was a little guy. Little guy, yeah.
Uh-huh.
He said, I'm not going to ask anybody, but could you carry me out there and let me see her? And I said, I sure can.
And did you?
And I picked him up, yeah. I said, if I get you on my back, I said, I'll carry you out there. But I could lift him.
Yeah.
I could lift him. He was very light.
Yeah.
He was very appreciative of that.
Oh.
But he'd sit there just kissing.
Throwing kisses.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how touching.
And taking pictures and all that.
Yeah.
I just loved it on that ship. It was wonderful in spite of all the work that we had there.
Yeah.
And we ran into storms, severe storms, hurricanes, you know,
sure.
Different things there. But that ship was so smooth sailing.
How long did it take you to make the trip from, say, England back over to New York?
Well, I don't know. It just varied, you know. I'll say that. It varied. And I don't know why the same people were on there. But a week and a half, I guess. But... I don't know. We felt like we were scrub ladies and everything else there.
Yeah, you did everything.
But they gave me my first lieutenant when I got back. I got it.
And you deserved it.
I got it. When they got that report, they really met us at New York. I don't know whether the captain let them know what ordeals we had gone through. But people were on that shore, I tell you, taking pictures
and
all this stuff there. I don't know where they all went or where they were, but I was wanting to go home.
I was going to say, could you stay in touch with your family? Did you write to your family back and forth? when you were
once in a while I
being
write a
on
letter
the ship
to my parents. Well, with making trips, we leave it at New York, you know. And
yeah.
My mother said she always got them, but she said they weren't enough. I said, I didn't have time.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't
was
have time.
Was she worried about you, or was she kind of feeling better that you were on a ship rather than?
Well, she had a taste of ship work, too, with my dad, you know. He'd take her on that ferry boat he had.
Yes.
That's what I told him. We used to picnic on it on Sundays.
Did you?
Because they didn't go to work. Yeah, he'd take the family.
What fun.
A bunch of us.
What fun.
Yeah. Yeah, he was proud of us to do that, you know. And that down the Delaware River.
Uh-huh.
That's where he worked, you know. And during the war there, he pulled the big bombs and things like that down that river.
Oh,
and delivered them to the Navy base, which was near there, you know.
Yes.
Left them all there. That was his work during the war.
Oh, yes. That kept him busy.
But it was pretty old, you know. It's just that they gave him that assignment there.
Uh-huh.
Too young. The father of too many kids to be drafted. You know?
I would think so, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, so after you finished the last ship, now were you finished in the service? Were you, or was the war over yet?
Yeah, I think most of it were. You know, because they really just hired us to. We were going to be short nurses. You know?
Yeah.
We didn't intend to stay.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't especially want to.
Yeah.
I really did. I wanted to get back to daily living, you know.
Civilian
I
life.
I missed my family terribly.
Oh, I would think.
I was just so used to all of them, you know, and they
were
used to me.
Sure.
So, and I knew it wasn't going to be hard to get a job anywhere there.
That's right.
So I did go back to it at work. I went to my own hospital there.
Did you, after you were out of the service, you went back?
Sister said, I thought you were in service. I said, not anymore, sister. I've had enough, you know. You know? And she said, well, we thought of you so much there, but she says, where do you want to go? Surgery? She knew I wanted surgery, you know. And I said, got an opening? She said, always have an opening.
Always there.
So she saw, she was part of it too, you know. She was a nurse. And, and sometimes she'd get in there and work if they were real busy.
Yeah.
And that was a hospital busy too, St. Mary's.
How large was it? Do you remember how many beds St. Mary's had?
I don't know, but it was mighty big.
Yeah.
They've built a new one now up in the boulevard there.
Uh-huh.
And extended it too, you
know. I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, where did you meet your husband along the way?
So,
here?
Well, when I come down here,
uh-huh,
first time I come down, because I went to uncle and aunt's there.
Yeah.
So he was chief engineer of the VA hospital here. So that's where I was staying. I didn't go to the nursing home. And, I wanted to see Miss Neff, the director of nurses.
Yes.
And tell her about my experience and all, because she was still there.
Yes.
So I said, my parents were right down here, too. You know, they knew. He let them know that I was coming in and I was going to be there. So I went home with them. But what was it you said?
I was wondering where you met your husband.
Oh, so I stayed here. I stayed here for a little while. And what did I do? I work. She told me, well, my job's open here. She want to work there. And I said, yeah, I'll work a little bit, but I said, I promise I'm not going to stay. I'm going home. That's why I quit so early.
Uh-huh.
So she said, well, that'd be fine. That'd be fine. So I went, and she said, can you come back? So I said, let me talk to my parents about it. They're going to have a fit about it, you know, since I was in high school. Which wasn't too long to me. 2 weeks went. Or 2 years went by so fast, I didn't think it was too long. So anyway, I told her, I said, I'll probably come back there. And I said, she said, are you sweet on anybody? I said, uh-huh, I was when I was left. She said, did he write you letters? I said, well, if he did, I never got them. I don't know. Yeah, so it was him. So, and I didn't know it very long. So when I got back, of course, he looked me up.
Uh-huh.
You know, he looked me up, and we started dating a little bit there.
And this was in Lake City?
So, yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So in just 2 months, he says, I think it's time we got married. And I think I was ready. You know, I was ready.
Yeah.
And I said, okay. So, of course, my parents said, well, the wedding, she was for it because she met him and she liked him. It's going to be up here. I said, Mother, I'm working in OR now.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm on call. I said, I'm going to do my duty. And I just can't take off when I want to there. And I said, all my friends are here now.
Yeah.
She said, well, you have friends up here. I said, not anymore. Not anymore. That 2 years.
That changes, doesn't it? It changes.
I said, they're all doing something too.
Yeah.
So she said, if this is what you want, I can't stop you. You've been happy about it. So
yeah,
let me let you do it. Well, I can come down often. I said, yes, you can. Come to your brother's house here and I'll be working here. So anyway, she cooperated with me. And of course, my dad's always cooperative with what you want to do, you know?
Yeah.
So
you were married when?
We planned our wedding. We were married here at Epiphany Church, Catholic Church.
Uh-huh.
And I had my reception at the VA. Miss Neff insists I have, she said, I want to celebrate with you, girl. Yeah, she says, you're going to have your reception right here.
How about that?
And I said, I am. My aunt was really planning things for me, you know. And see, they lived on the base since Uncle was.
Yeah,
you know. So I consented to it. I said to her, what do you think about it? He says, well,
whatever.
That's what you want to do. It's okay with me.
So what year were you married?
So
what year were you married?
We were married, what I say, before. My dates, trying to get my dates. You know, I'm very bad in that. Very bad in dates.
Oh, I am too.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
You said, well, you'd been married how many years? You
61.
61. Okay.
Yeah.
61 years.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do the math.
We waited till December,
mm-hmm,
or December 17th, 61.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So here we had a big wedding there. We had all VA. I'll tell you, VAs were taking time off to come to the reception and all. You know?
Well, that's nice. I mean, you're part of a family when you work in a hospital like that. I mean, they are part of your family.
Yeah.
When you work that many hours and you're on call. I mean, I think that was a nice thing for her to do, though.
No, she almost felt like I was her niece. You
I'm
know,
sure. My I'm aunt sure.
They played bridge together and all that stuff, you know.
When you think back on the time that you were in the military, you know, what's the best thing you can remember about it? What's your most favorite memory?
Well, I was tickled pink, I'll tell you, when they put me on that beautiful ship.
That
we
nice
loved
ship?
It. Oh, yeah, it was gorgeous. It was just like they said it was, you know, a former luxury liner.
Uh-huh.
Nothing was changed in there. They just fixed things
for
where the troops were going,
patients,
where we were going, and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we had entertainment. We always took some entertaining people back with us, you know. And they would put on shows for us.
It's just wonderful.
Uh-huh. And had a priest there.
Yeah.
You know, when and if anybody needed him.
Yeah.
Had chaplain in service.
Yeah.
And we had everything we wanted. And
was your food? Was the food good?
Out of this world. And we could go there and get anything we wanted any time of the day.
So you were kind of fortunate.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Well, one time too, when we had gone, that was one of the trips with our troubles, we started back and we were loaded with troops, just troops that day. And we hit a mine in the English Channel.
Oh, did you?
And it destroyed the propeller.
Propeller?
Yeah. Which was so important.
Yes.
Well, we weren't too far from land. we couldn't manage to get back, so we went back to England there.
Oh, dear.
Bremerhaven, even, we went.
Yes.
And, yeah, it was there. I was wondering if it was one of our French trips. We went to France, too, one time. You know?
Uh-huh.
Well, anyway, they took us back there, and we all got off. He said, this is going to take 3 days to get it straightened out. So you girls, our captain said, you three girls can go sightseeing if you want to.
And
with
so did you?
Permission. Yeah, I mean, we did. We went all through England. Every chance we could get, you know, just go. We hardly went to bed, I'll tell you. See everything.
You saw everything you could.
Yeah, I'll tell you. That was an opportunity. So we took advantage of the 3 days. He said, just be back, just be back. And we were.
Yeah.
We were. They had already loaded up and everything for us.
Uh-huh.
And started back.
Well, now, if you think back on those experiences, are there moments that you're most proud of? Things that happened when the nurses, you know, made do, or things that happened that the nurses rose to the occasion? Are there things that you remember that you're proud of?
Well, that we did something for that boy, you know.
Yes.
And that was a hardship, I'll tell you, to get them in that rowboat now with there and back.
I'm sure.
Yeah. That and,
that was a true emergency.
Right, right. Yeah, he said it would have been too late.
Yes, it would.
He said, boy, that's ripe, isn't it? To me,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I said, sure is. He was thankful, too, you know.
Yes.
He had a girlfriend he couldn't wait to get home to.
Yeah.
And our two babies, that was a joy.
Yeah.
They were big.
Surprise, fight. Surprise.
Yeah, right. But even that, all the nurses were just crazy about it.
Oh, I'm sure.
It, you know. And
new babies are not
general. There were no trouble. There were really no trouble there. One of the girls there, she said to me, patient there, we had her in, well, we had to take care of her since she had the baby, you know, and nursed it. She wanted to nurse it. So we took care of all that. But she always was extra friendly to me. She was a French girl.
Uh-huh.
And she said to me, you never saw my husband, did you? And she was a beautiful girl.
Uh-huh.
She really was. And I said, no, you never, do you have pictures? And she said, yeah. So under her cot there, she picks up a photo, and she comes up and shows me, and it was a great big black guy. I said, this is your husband? She said, yeah. She says, you know what, nurse? She said, I don't know. She said, people object when they see that, but she said, you know, I loved him. That's why I married him. And she said, he's not always going to be black. I said, he's not. She says, no. She said, he was in the Air Force. And Uncle Sam had him painted. Oh, this story was something, I tell you. And she said, it'll have to wear off. But he'll be okay in due time. So she said, I'm a patient person. And I'll be patient now. I thought, oh, how sad, you know, that she's.
And she believed that.
Yeah.
She believed that.
Well, I was curious then when we hit the Philadelphia, you know.
Uh-huh.
We got back there. And I asked her where she was going. And she said, I'm booked for Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And I thought, oh, my land, you know, where are you going?
Yeah.
So anyway, from there, see, they put us. Wait, what? Where did I come from? Philadelphia there.
You
for
must
her for transfer.
Uh huh.
But anyway, I went with her, you know. Well, when we got there, these people, I was curious who was picking her up.
Yeah. Was it going to be his family?
Uh huh. His family. It was a lady with a man, and she had one little child with her there. But there she was. See, it was real cold then, too. She was in a fur coat.
Uh-huh.
Really, she looked pretty rich, you know.
Uh-huh.
The man was well-dressed and all. But they were all black.
Which wasn't a surprise to
and,
you.
I mean, they grabbed her and hugged her. She hugged them back and everything. And of course, she was with them then, you know. But I often wonder what happened to her.
What a story.
She couldn't put that up with that, you know. Some of them married black new and then
yes.
They didn't care.
Yeah.
They said that's all right.
Yeah.
I think a lot of their ideas were to get to America.
Well,
they
maybe.
Wanted to come,
yeah.
You know.
That wasn't
they were accepted.
That wasn't rare.
Yeah. Yeah. But what a pity.
What when you look back, are there things that happened that you regretted when you were in the military?
No, that day we went sightseeing, though. You know, we were in France that day and saw some of the cemeteries where our boys were just, they were buried there, but they weren't going to stay. And they were all hilly, you know, where the boys actually did that there.
Yeah.
Not nice cemetery, no hell.
Yeah.
And they all had makeshift
stones or something, markers?
A cross. They were all crosses. And they had their
dog tags
hanging over them there. Yeah. So we looked at all that and all, but they said there were going to be difference there. And that was near the ocean, too,
yeah.
You know, where all that was there. And that's probably where they got the wood
from
them. It looked like wood floating up there and all, you know.
Oh, how sad.
We saw where our ship come in.
Yeah.
You know, the big one that came in there. It was a pretty one there. It was stuck there. It was stuck there, too. They didn't get it out. Because they said they were coming ashore there, and they got too close. That they just sank.
Yeah.
You know, just stood there. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like your experience in the military was a positive one.
Oh, it was. I enjoyed every bit of it.
And you wouldn't look back and say you wish you hadn't made that decision.
No, I never regret it.
It made you a different kind of person, though, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the girls keep in touch with me.
I was going to ask you if you're still...
Oh, I get letters still down here and everything, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, always wondering what you're doing, where you're working, or anything like that there, you know.
Well, those experiences that you share with people like that during wartime are just, no one else can understand them like someone who went through it with you.
Yeah, that's true. Well, coming from a big family, I guess I learned a lot of things too, you know.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
That my first thoughts with those diapers, you know. They said, what are we going to do? We can have these kids running around like that there.
That's right.
You know, I said, we're going to get some of our beautiful towels there and just learn to cut them and put them on.
Sure.
And it worked fine.
Couple of safety pins and you're in business.
Yeah, it worked fine. But supplies were enormous there. They had so much for us to work with, you know.
Yeah.
Even we had the diapers there, but nothing like they were needed, you know.
Did you work, now when you were out of the service and when you were down here, did you work for a long time as a nurse? No. When you got married, why? Because I was wondering if, you probably.
After I was married?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I worked at Lake Shore.
Did you?
In the OR.
Well, I guess my question was that over those years, do you recall the advances that a lot of things happened as far as improving care in the operating room and in taking care of patients, you know, new drugs and new techniques in the operating room? Do you remember seeing that change and get better over the years?
We always had plenty of help, you know.
In
fact, I would have liked to had some girls that were trained for to help us that weren't nurses, you know.
Yeah.
So we when we got busy there, they gave me permission to hire whoever you need, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I started a class for them.
Did you? I was going to ask about that.
And start teaching them there. All of them are RNs today.
Well, good.
They are RNs today.
That's a compliment to you starting them out. Yeah.
One wrote me from California, and she says, you know where I am? I'm working OR. And she said, it's just rubbed off on me, Miss.
Sure.
Yeah. But she was a neighborhood girl, too.
Uh-huh.
There's several of them come in. She had friends come in one day. And I went down the hall to check patients, pre-op patients there, you know. And I saw them sitting there by the telephone there. So I went over and I said, what you girls doing here today? They said, we need work. We need a job. I said, you want to work for me? And little Frida says, Miss Pepper, you know I can't do that. She said, I said, well, I'm not going to make a nurse out of you there. I says, no, that's too long. But I said, I can use you, and we'll give you a title. She said, well, she was a little skeptical about it, you know. So she said, well, I've never been in the OR there, you know. So I said, well, don't worry about the OR. I said, do you want to work? And the other said, well, she's gone. I'd like to go too, you know. So I says, well, I'll take you three. So I took all three girls.
Uh-huh.
And because I was just starting the classes on this, you know. So I took them back, and of course, when I'm out on the hall, is we've died down. We don't have a case or something that day, you know, so that's where I was. So I took them back, and I showed them how to dress and everything, and brought them in the OR, and showed them around. Well, they were just amazed, you know,
the
whole this stuff there. So I said, how soon can you get started? They said, we're ready. We're all ready. All three of them said that with their mouths. So I said, okay, I'll see you Monday morning then.
What did you teach them to do?
And, well, we gave them a license of some sort, you know. What do you call them?
Like an aide or an assistant?
No. It was next to almost an LPN there. The time I was finished with them, but I took them in the operating room, let them observe what was going on. They did fine. One got a little sick on her stomach there yesterday. We had took her out, you know. And she said, I bet I can't make it. I said, you probably can. You can.
Yeah.
It's something, this is new.
Yeah.
Don't get used to it. But all three of those girls became RNs.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, I've got another question. Are there stories about the military that I haven't asked you about that you want to include?
Well, no. Most of mine was ship duty, you know, and diseases. And I figure pretty quick there that's what they had before, special nurses there for the diseases that were coming back with and all. And that's how we were used, too.
Well, that was kind of a unique experience, though. Mm-hmm. I think that was an important contribution. I mean, they certainly needed nurses in that setting.
Yeah, they did. They did. So. And the hospitals treated us royal, you know, helping out there. But you never knew what you were going to do next. That's how it was with them.
Never got boring.
No.
Well, I want to.
I love the ship duty.
I want to thank you so much for taking the time.
You're welcome.
To tell me about it. I just we'll get this back to you as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.